on the top of one of the Teshuvah Halachos. Rabbi Yehuda Poter B'Mayim. Yehuda says that the Mayim does not restrict the dough from being carried to wherever the person who owned the flour can go. Mayim in Melech lo. Mashma that Rabbi Yehuda only said his din by Mayim, because that's bottle. But Melech is Choshev, and that's not bottle. But Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mayim Melech betelim, bein be'isa, bein be'kedera. Yehuda held that not only Mayim is bottle, but Melech is also bottle, not only in dough, but also in a dish. Right, in other foods. Versus Lokasha. Hove Melech Sdomis, but Hove Melech Istarokanis. Melech Sdomis is very fine. So that is bottle. But Melech Istarokanis is thicker salt. That's not bottle. Rashi. Misdomis Daka Himaod, Ubeteva. Melech Sdomis is very fine. And it's bottle. The Teda, I'll prove to you that Melech Sdomis is fine. Shazdomis Dakahi. Damrinim et neima omru mayim achron mechova, neisha melech sdomis yeisha mesam yisrainayim, alma daka himov and idbekis piyad vena nikeris. The reason we wash mayim achronim, one of the reasons, is because of melech sdomis. It sticks to your fingers and can blind you. By slice, you can't see it. It's powdery, sticks to your fingers, and you'll come to put it in your eyes by mistake. Vatanya, Rabbi Yehuda omru mayim melech v'telem be'isa ve'im v'telem be'kedera. There's another brisa that says that Rabbi Yehuda holds that Mayim and Melech are bottle only in Isa, not in Kedera. The brisa before says bottle bein be'isa bein be'kedera. It may rotav because of its what's it called? Because of the rotav is what's it called? It's not bottle. You can see it. You can see the water separate. Where it says lokash haba'ava habaraka. It depends. If it's thick, the water is bottle. A thick dough. So dry dough, you can't see the water, it's bottle. But in something that's liquidy, a stew or whatever, there the water is not bottle because you can see it by itself. Rashi ova, tavshil ova, she'en rotvo nikr. If you have a thick dish, that the gravy, the juice, isn't nikr. It's swallowed up into the thickness of the dry ingredients. Then it's havikisa, then it's like dough. In dough, it for sure is bottle, because you can't see the liquid in the dough. So if you have a dish that's similar to dough, the water is bottle, but if the dish is not like dough, it has a gravy, then the water is not bottle. Okay, Mishnah. Hagacheles keragle haba'olim v'shalheves b'chol makom. If you have a coal, that has the din of whoever owns it when Yontif came in, and you can only carry it to the place where that person can go. But shalheves b'chol makom. But a flame has no mamoshes to it, and therefore it doesn't have any din of tumim, and whoever has it on Yontif can take it wherever he can go. Gacheles shal hegdish moalim bo, v'shalheves lo nehenim v'lo moalim. A coal of hegdish is mamoshes of hegdish, and it has din of me'ila, but a flame of hegdish is also midrabanan, lo nehenim v'lo moalim. It's also midrabanan because we're afraid that you come to be nehenah from a gacheles. But the shalheves itself, really minatora, there's no din of me'ila on a shalheves because it has no mamoshes. Hamotzi gacheles rishus harabim chayiv. If you carry out a coal into rishus harabim yuchayiv on Shabbos, the shalheves potter. But if you just carry a flame, we'll see how that's possible, then you're potter. Rashi. B'shalheves, kigon hidlik ner b'shalheves chadero, eino ma'akev b'isr tchumim. If you lit a candle with somebody from somebody else's flame, that new flame does not get the din of tchumim of the person that you lit it from. It's not significant at all. The flame is not a substantial thing. Mo'alim ba nehenem imenem meviyashem. It's in mi'ilam in atorah. If you get hanoa from a coal of hektish, you have to bring an oshem. Oshem me'ilos. The shalheves lo nehenin. The chatchila midrabanan. A shalheves is also midrabanan. The Nehenim lo moalim, but there's no din of me'ilim in HaTorah. Ein chayovin korban me'ilah. The less be'ma moshe, it's not something that has substance. Hamotzi shall have his part. And refreshing word. I'm going to explain how you can carry out a flame from one rishus to another. Tana Rabbanan, chamisha dvarim nemru v'kacheles. Five things were said concerning a coal. Hagacheles karagli ha'baalim. Right? If you have a coal, so it's something that you can have ownership on. And whoever owned that coal when Yontif came in, whoever's reshus it was in, that's the tchum that it gets. V'shalheves b'chol makom. And a shalheves does not get the din of who owns it when Yontif came in. You can't own a shalheves. V'gabi tchumim. And therefore, whoever has it on Yontif can take it wherever he can go. Gachela shalhegdish mo'alim bo, v'shalheves lo nehenim v'lo mo'alim. Gachela shal hegdish is me'ila, shal heves is only awesome of the rabbanon. Gachela shal avodizora asura, v'shal heves muteris. If you have a coal of avodizora, you're not allowed to have any enjoyment from it, but a shal heves is muter. And they weren't gozer by avodizora, because avodizora is mos, and people are stay away from it. So they just even by hegdish, they were gozer, but not by avodizora. So it's no even issur the rabbanon to be nehenna from a shalheves of Avodah Zorah. However, you can't make a bracha on it. For instance, by Havdalah, you wouldn't be able to make a bracha on it because it's also mos. But it's mos for the bracha, but it's not also to be nehenna from. Hamotzi gacheles ushusarab and chayiv, a shalheves potter. If you carry a coal into ushusarabim on Shabbos, you're chayiv, and if you carry a flame, you're not chayiv. Hamodir hano michadero, osu begachalto, umutu b'shalhevto. If you ask yourself, you make a nether, you're not allowed to have hanoa from someone else, you're not allowed to have hanoa from his coal, but you can have hanoa from his flame, because he can light a candle for you, because you're not getting hanoa from anything substantial. Mar says, "My nor shall have a savodizora de sharia, or my shnor de hektish da asira." Why taka did the rabbanon asura shall have us of hektish, but they didn't asura shall have us of avodizora mid rabbanon? Avodah Zorah is most, and people stay away from it, so they're not going to use a gacheles of Avodah Zorah because we allow them to use a shalheves. So lo gozer barabonim. Hekdish lo mois, lo bedilei in shemina gozer barabonim. Hekdish is not most. We're afraid that if we let you use a shalheves of Hekdish, you come to use a gacheles. Rashi. Gachelos shel avodah zorah shenemar v'lo yidbak b'yodcha me'uma min hacherim osur begachalto mutu b'shalhevto. You shouldn't use anything. That's only something, but something that's not anything, something that's not substantial, is no issue. Ma'ishno shel avodah zorah d'shari l'gamrei l'afilu midrabon lo gozer bo diktani muteris v'shalhevtish tani lo nehenin. It's also midrabonin. So what's the difference between avodah zorah, which is mutter completely, and the rabbanon didn't make gzeira? And by Hekdish they did. Hekdish lo mois lo bedilian shimine. Kulei hai kavodah zorah. Right? Hekdish people don't separate themselves as much as avodah zorah. The bedilta the Hekdish lav mishum miyusus, sel mishum misura. People stay away from Hekdish because it's osur, not because it's miyus. And therefore they don't stay away as much as they stay away from avodah zorah. The noid ba'al marin legabe chulin bedilian shime Hekdish. Right? Tosus speaks about this also. Even though in other places we find that when it comes to chulin and hegdish, people stay away from hegdish more than they stay away from something for chulin. The rabbanon made less gzeiras on hegdish than they did on regular things, right? Like chametz. Chametz shall hegdish. There's no iser. There's no gzeira, right? And chametz of a regular person, you have to make a mechitza if you have it in your house, chametz of a goy, because we're afraid you may come to eat it. For chametz of hegdish, you don't have to put up a mechitza because people anyway stay away from it. And here it says that Hekdish you don't stay away from. So Rashi explains, it doesn't mean you don't stay away from it at all. Klape Chulin, you stay away from it more. Klape Avodah Zorah, you don't stay away as much. Legabi Chulin, bedile in Shemi Hekdish. Legabi Avodah Zorah, la bedilu sahi. But Avodah Zorah, people stay away from more. So they found no reason to make a gzera by Avodah Zorah, but by Hekdish, yes. Okay. Homotzi gachelis vishu saravim chai vishal heves potter. V'atanya hamotzi shall have his kol shu chayiv. The Maaseh Braisa says that if you carry out on Shabbos of any size flame, you're chayiv. Omrav Sheshes, go and shall tzio b'kisim. When do we say that if you take carry a flame that it's not osur if the flame isn't connected to anything? Right? It's just, we'll see how that's possible. The flame's not connected to anything, but if the flame is connected to a piece of wood, right, then you're chayv. What's it called on the flame? Because the flame then becomes something of substance because it's connected to something of substance. Whereas it's a tepik le mishum kisum. So that's the case. What do you have to be chayv because of the flame? You're chayv because you carried the piece of wood. Well, it says, but less le shiura. Now, the wood doesn't have a shear. Tishnan hamotzi eitzim kedei levashul beit zakala. There's a shear of how much wood you have to carry out on Shabbos to be chayv. You need as much that you can make a fire and cook a chicken egg with it. So it's less wood than that. So you're not chayv because of the wood, but you're chayv because of the flame. So the what's it called? Tosus asks, what's it called? The chora, we have a klal that if you're not chayiv for the ikker thing, you're not chayiv for the thing that's bottled to it also. So what's it called? When Mara says you should be chayiv because of the kisim, if you wouldn't be chayiv on the shalheves, then you wouldn't be chayiv on the kisim either, lechora, because halacha is, for instance, if you carry a baby, a child that can walk in a carriage, so you're not chayiv on the carriage either, because the carriage is bottled to the child, and since you're not chayiv on the child, you're not chayiv on the carriage either, because the child could walk. So here I'd say the same thing. You wouldn't be chayiv on the kisim because you're not chayiv on the shalheves. So they say, no. Since when is something a mamoshes, so you can have something be bottled to it. But when something's not a mamoshes, you can't have something be bottled to that. So if it would be that the kisim would have a shear, you'd be chayiv on the kisim. What? No, but since the flame is connected to something, mamoshes gives the flame chashivas. So the flame now becomes chashiv. Only a flame that's disconnected completely from anything is not chashiv.
What's the shear of
a
flame that
you're having? No shear, any amount. A spark. Abaya Omar can go into shayfei mona mishra v'itli beinura. Abaya said it's talking where you smeared a kli with oil, and you lit the oil. But now the shalheves is connected to the kli, memeli yachayiv. So what's it typically mishum mona? Right, bichayiv because of the kli. Right? What if bichayiv because of the shalheves? Bichayiv because of the kli. What it says bechaspa. Right? It's talking where it's not a kli. It's just a piece of a shard, a piece of earthenware. But typically mishum chaspa. Bichayiv if you carry shards also. Right? That a chasp also needs a shear. The amount to put between pitzim to even out things, they used to put pieces of earthenware to make things even. So our mission says, L'maisa, shalheves is potter. Where are you potter on shalheves? Wherever the shalheves is connected to something with mamashes, you chayiv on the shalheves. So where are you potter on the shalheves? Hechi mashkachas, look, going to ad yadu lishusaravin. You had a flame burning on something, and you didn't carry the flame with the thing, even if the thing didn't have a shear. So you're not carrying the flame connected to something. You blew the flame now into rishusaravin, separated from the kli. And the flame itself went as a flame, not connected to the thing. You blew it into rishusaravin. That's the flame that you're not chayiv on. Rashi.
What? About if
it doesn't make a difference. That's also a kli. Kol shehu below shear. Kli is a beg. It's also
a bottle.
A bottle. Then it has mamoshes.
It's bottle to the person because it's allowed to wear it. It's rishus
rabbi. Memela what?
So memela. Therefore, it's not. Maybe it's not
necessary. No, it's not bottle to the thing. It's not bottle to the kli either. It's not bottled to anything. It's what's it called? The shalheves is, again, if the shalheves is on the beged, it's substantial to the thing. Meili yuchayev. It's not part of the beged. It's not part of the beged. Yes, a flame is not bottled to a beged. It's a flame. It happens to be connected to it.
The beged is bottled. The beged can't be connected to the
No, but you're not chayev for the beged. The beged has nothing to do with anything. Right? Just like if you carry something less than a shear, but the flame that's connected to something is a chashu. Okay. Kol shu below shear. Since the flame is connected to something substantial, it's chashuv with any amount. Any amount of flame is chashuv if it's connected to something substantial. And the Mishnah says that you're potter on the Shalheves. The Gemara says that that Mishnah is talking where you didn't carry the flame connected to anything. You blew it into Rishus HaRavim. You had a flame lit on something in Rishus HaYochid, Samach Rishus HaRavim, right near Rishus HaRavim. The Nofach Biyodo, the Nokak Shalheves, the Efrich of Rishus HaRavim. And you either waved it with your hand, you blew it with your mouth, and you separated from the thing that it was, and the flame jumped into Rishus HaRavim. That kind of flame you potter on. Mara says, the Tepekle Mishum Kisim, Amai Tani Hamotzi Shalheves Kol Shuchayev. Why does it say if you carry any amount of Shalheves Yuchayev, Balav Shalheves No Michayev, Mishum Kisim, Michayev because of the wood. Mara says, B'les Leishur, the wood itself doesn't have a shear, Lo Tzor Shabbos. Beitza Kala, Shikala Levashel Mikola Beitzim, the shear Ruchachamim Zu Beitzes Tarnigolis. Beitza Kala means the easiest egg to cook, which is a chicken egg. Abaya Omer Hod Tani Chayiv Kigon Deshayfi Lamona Mishcha Mishum Diyesh L'Dover Hayachosbo Hichashuv. The same thing over here. Since the flame is connected to something of substance, the flame is chashuv. Aval Bekisim Lo Sviru LeAbaya. But Abaya holds if it's just connected to a piece of wood, right, to a toothpick, that wouldn't be enough. Mishum Demuatu. It's only something small. Mamayer Lechavos. It goes out right away. Inami Ravusa Shmin Abaya. Or could be Abaya holds that this is a bigger chiddush. The kli. Or maybe Abaya agrees also by the wood, but he says that even a shard, which the fire doesn't burn the shard, just the oil, still you're chayev on the flame, since it l'maisa has a place of a base, which is the shard. Cheres le'inyan otzor Shabbos kidei litein bein pitzim l'chaveru. Pitzim kamo p'tzimei p'sochim. It's the door frame. Make a frame around the door, or a window frame. Hakvuim b'choma. Put the frame as in the wall of the house. The hain shall eat. The frames are made of wood. The sodrin osol lamatu lamala mishtei ruchos. You put them all around the window or around the door. Upamishem kitzorim barochav moshivin shnaim zebetzadzeh. Sometimes they're too short. So you put them next to each other, and to even them out, you put pieces of earthenware in the cracks. Shouldn't be, slanted or not even. So you put a rock or a piece of earthenware in the space to make them even. Or if they're not long enough, you fill up the space with a piece of earthenware. See, that's the shear of earthenware, right, to be chayiv. Elohadisnan, masnisin potter hechim ishkachasla. So our Mishnah says that if you carry a flame, you're potter. How could you ever have a flame that's not connected to something? So it says, mashani dad yadu, yekigom v'yadu even bi. Right, the word yadu means to cast, to throw. You cast the flame away from the thing into Rishus HaRabim. And it passed over the border, which is, it was right on the border. That's the case that's talking about in the Mishnah.
Why are we talking Potsah is not, is Yichayim Potsah, we're talking about Yom
Tov. What? No, this Braisa is not talking about Yom Tov, but Shabbos. It's mentioning all the different things that are different between a Gachelis and a Shalheves. One of them is Lagavi Shabbos. Talk about Hekdish too. Not the word Yom Tov.
No, but that's
the
same for the Mishnah.
Right, because since we said a din of Gachelis, the Gavi Yontif, we mentioned a din of Gachelis and Shalheves. It's different by Shabbos too. Just like the Braisa mentioned five things, the difference between a Gachelis and Shalheves. The Mishnah mentions too.
So much Shabbos?
The end of the Mishnah, so much Shabbos.
But how can you be moving around coals and flames on Shabbos to even discuss it?
How can you carry on Shabbos? We're talking about somebody who did it, if you have a chattis. Bor shall yochid karagli hayochid, they shall anshi also ir, karagli anshi also ir, they shall ole bovil karagli hamamali. If you have a well that belongs to one person, so the water in that well has the tum of that person. If it's a well that belongs to a whole city, then karagli anshi also ir, then it has the din of the city, and you can't take it anywhere except the 2,000 amas that everybody in the city has. The Shalolei Bovel Karagli Hamamali. And if it's the reservoir that Olei Bovel used, the Gemara explained why, then whoever fills it up on Yontif can take it wherever his tchum is. Rashi. Karagli hayochid ein molichir amayim le karagli balabor. You can only take the water according to where the person who owns the well can go. Karagli osoir alpaim lechol ruach utzla ubrel. Right, you can carry 2,000 amas to either any side of the city. What's it called? And that's it. It has a din of that city. These were wells that were made on the road for people who were traveling. And they made them basically for Oli Regoli, to drink from when they came to Eretz Israel. Then Kiragli Hamamali, Meshi Hefker. Right? Behefker Nikna Bahagbo. Therefore, it didn't belong to anybody. And this Mishnah that holds that Chefse Hefker, not Kol Nishvisa. It's Machlokas. Now he tells it, Hefse Hefker not. And therefore, since they're Hefker, whoever draws it, it's his. So when Yontif came in, it didn't belong to anybody. Didn't have any Tchum. It gets the Tchum on Yontif of the person who is Kone it on Yontif. The Imbo Echad Vesholomemo, the Inamolichan Elikaragla. If somebody comes now and borrows that water, he can only take it the place where the first person could go. The Leslay Reb Yochanan to Omer Chefse Hefker Kolim Shvisa La'ashram Koman. He doesn't hold like Reb Yochanan. This Mishnah does not hold like Reb Yochanan. Reb Yochanan held like other Tanoim that Chefse Hefker are Kolim Shvisa Bim Koman. The Chitayman came Havadil the Meimer Harayin Karagli Kol Adam. Should say Karagli Kol Adam. What does it say? Karagli Hamemale. V'amayk Tani Karagli Hamemale. Ksavri Yesh Breira. This Mishnah holds that there's Breira Lechumra Lahachna. That whoever draws it on Yontif, it was set to be his when Yontif came in. And therefore, nobody else can move it except where this person can go. The Gemara says, not like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, who holds that Chefze Hefker are what's it called, are Kona Shvisa Bim Koman. That even Chefze Hefker get their tchum of where they were when Yontif came in. Okay, before there should be Rabbi Yochanan, should be Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. It's a Tana. Okay. Rami le Ravel or Rav Nachman. Tnan bor shal yochid karagli hayochid. That a well of water that belongs to an individual, so it has the tchum of that individual. Raminu, naharos ha-moshchim, umayonos ha-novim, harein karagli kolonim. If you have moving water, right, rivers or whatever, so since they're not stationary, they're not kol nishvisa. And therefore, there's no such thing as a tchum by them when Yontif came in. Omar, Rabba, Hocha, B'mayaskinam, B'mechunasim. So they're not running water. It's a stationary, what's it called, stagnant water. Stagnant water is called Nishvisa. The Itmar, Nomi, Omer, B'chia, Barov, and Omer, Shmuel, B'mechunasim. And so too, Shmuel said, it's talking over here where the water is stagnant. But Enochanami, moving water is not called Nishvisa, and whoever gets it on Yontif, it has his tchum. It doesn't get a tchum by itself. Rashi. Naharos ha-moshchim, hainu stam naharos. Most rivers are moving water. Sheesh la neshech lahala mimakom mekor neviyasim. They move beyond where they sprout out of. U'mayonos ha-novim, ve'en yotzim migumos neviyos limshachala. Right? The same thing goes with springs that come out of the water. They're moving water. Harihen karagli kolodim, ein lohem shum shvisa, lobim komu v'lo karagli abalim. They don't have the tchum of the owner of that river or where they were when Yontif came in. V'lo karagli hamamali, and not like the one who drove them. Ela kolodim olichim baragli. Anybody can take them on Yontif wherever he wants because they're never kol nishvisa because they're moving. The chol midi denied leshli shvisa. Something that's moving is not kol nishvisa. That's how the Gemara explains in Erevin.